USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holds a conference call with U.S. troops serving overseas on this Christmas Eve. He held the video conference with members of the military at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, telling the troops that they make everything possible with their sacrifices. The call led to questions from reporters, which of course focused on the impeachment process. President Trump with another slam of the Democrats.
They treated us very unfairly, and now they want fairness in the Senate. They ought to look back at the last year to see how they hurt this country. Fortunately, we have a president that was able to plow through all of the stuff that went on and goes on.
In Israel, officials say they expect a 10% increase in the number of tourists to be in the Holy Land for the Christmas holiday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
On the highways and in the skies, Americans will get few problems from the weather on this busy travel day. The Christmas Eve forecast for rain in some areas, including the southeast coast and the west coast. Another system will make its way through the Four Corners region, bringing some rain and some mountain snow. Things got off to a rough start early yesterday, though, for those flying in and out of Florida's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport, which was closed for hours due to heavy rains and flooding. These folks were inconvenienced.
Our Uber picked us up and he said the airport was closed.
That was really confusing.
China, South Korea, and Japan huddling to work on how to deal with threats from North Korea. Officials have met in China after North Korea promised a Christmas gift if U.S. sanctions are not lifted by the end of the year. They're discussing ways to encourage the U.S. and North to get back to the negotiation table. Queen Elizabeth calling 2019 a, quote, bumpy year in her Christmas message. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
President Trump celebrating Wall Street numbers on Twitter yesterday. The president said the stock market is setting records, noting the NASDAQ has gone up more than 72% since winning the White House in 2016. He also took a jab at the opposition, adding, quote, what a great time for the radical left, do-nothing Democrats, to impeach your favorite president. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she'd be honored to be vice president, but there's one snag. The 30-year-old Democrat isn't old enough to hold that job. The Constitution mandates a VP or president be at least 35. Ocasio-Cortez pointing out the age requirement in a weekend interview with Telemundo when asked if she would consider becoming Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' running mate. Sears is selling its Die Hard car batteries brand, announcing a $200 million sale to Advance Auto Parts. And no snow to speak of, but some rain could cause a few problems for travelers on this Christmas Eve. The National Weather Service says lingering showers are possible for the southeast coast, and a weak front is approaching the west coast, bringing light rainfall there. Another system will make its way through the Four Corners region, bringing some rain and mountain snow. Despite the holiday, we're always online as well as on the radio. Find us at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.